Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bernie Hungling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgero. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Badgero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Badgero reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Badgero scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 1 in the game. Hungling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Kaufman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Dutch Henry now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler bunts towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Tate and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Badgerow strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 2 in the game. Hungling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulivy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulivy moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hungling hits a pop-up towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Henry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.